This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenya dzirikuitika muZimbabwe. Tirikutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le is Studio 7. Umsakazo olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manera kanaka vatereri, tinosangana zvakare manera anhasi uri musi wechipiri, zvita 23, 2014. Makateerera kuStudio 7 nepfenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa neStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ndini wenyu Jonga Kandemiri, ndiri muWashington DC, ndichiti ezvinhu zviri munhau dzedu dzanhasi. Meya weguta reHarare vaBernard Manyenyeni vobatsira vanoshupika muguta iri. Zimbabwe yoshorwa nekutumira vakasukuwere kunyika yeCrimea. Vagari vemuHarare vanoti kanzuru ngaigadzirise mvura iyo iri kubuda yakasviba mupombi dzavo. Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemisoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi ichiuya kwamuri ichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Vanoshaya muguta reHarare vatanga kisimusi nhasi apo meya veguta vaBernard Manyenyeni vapa misha inochengeta vanhu ava pamwe nevarwere vari muzvipatara zvekanzuru zvipo zvekisimusi zvinosanganisira chikafu nezvimwe. Mutoro wedu wenhau Ivan Chifera anotipa nyaya inotevera.
Rudo rwaratidzwa navaManyenyeni kune vakwegura nerera uye varwere zvasiya vamwe zvikuru vange vari muzvipatara vachisvima misodzi. Kunyange hazvo vanhu vazhinji zvikuru sei kubva kumisha inochengeta nerera nevakwegura vafara, zvaratidza kuti zvinorwadza kugara muchipatara panguva yezero rekisimusi sezvo vamwe muzvipatara vasvima misodzi mushure mekupiwa zvipo navaManyenyeni. Pachipatara cheBeatrice Infectious Diseases, vamwe varwere vange vari kurwara zvekuti vange vachitadza zvekutotambira zvipo uye vamwe vavo vakwanisa kunyemwerera chete senzira yekutenda meya veguta. Kuchipatara cheWilkins, hama dzevamwe varwere dzachemawo mushure mekusangana nameya vachipa varwere zvipo. Mukuru anoona nezvemabasa eutano muguta reHarare, Dr. Prosper Chonzi, vati zvaitwa nameya zvinosimudzira mweya yevarwere uyewo zvinoita kuti vamwe vavo vapore nekukasika.
Kurwara hachisi hakusi kuda. Munhu anenge arwara anenge angorwarawo. Saka kuti agare Krismasi yose ari muchipatara zvinhu zvinonyanya kuita kuti marwadzo atowedzereka. Uyezve anenge asina hama neshamwari dzake dzaanoda kunge ainadzo panguva iyoyo. Saka zvakakosha kuti guta richitungamirirwa nameya waro riende kunovaonawo varwere ava vari muchipatara. Kubva wapawo magisi zvinovarakidza kuti kune vanhu vanohanya navo even though vari muchipatara.
VaManyenyeni vati kanzuro yavo inoda kubatsira vanotambura nezvinhu zvakawanda chose, asi gore rino yatadza kuita izvi nekuda kwekuti makambani anotsigira homwe yameya yekubatsira vanotambura yechie fund akaomerwawo.
Nyika yakaoma zvekupa zvishoma, asi vari kuda rubatsiro vakawandisa. Ndinova kutenda basa rakaitwa nekomiti yechie fund nezvezvo zvakakwanisa kuunganidza izvozvi nezvatakwanisa kupa nezvatiramba tichipa pamberi. Makambani chavanga akaomerwa, asi takawana vachikwanisa kutibatsira kuti chie fund yegore rino inge ine zviwanikwa zvatakwanisa kupa vanhu.
Kunze kwekupa chikafu nezvimwe zvakaita sesipo nembatya, homwe yameya inobatsirawo vana vanoshaya nemari yechikoro muzvikoro zvakasiyana-siyana pamwe nemayunivhesitis. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Ivan Chifera.
Dzimwe mhuri kwaMutare dzatarisana nedambudziko rekushaya chikafu, mbatya, magumbeze, mvura yakachena nezvimwe zvichitevera mafashamo emvura maMutare muguta. Izvi zvapa kuti mhuri idzi dzipotere pachikoro chehurumende cheMurawa Hill Primary. Mutoro wedu Naloida Moyo anotipa nyaya iyi.
Apo vamwe vari kugadzirira kupemberera zuva reChristmas vari pamisha yavo vakadekara havo nemhuri dzavo. Mhuri dzinosvika makumi matatu dzekwaMutare hadzina pekuisa musoro mushure mekunge dzimba dzavo dzapinda mvura iyo yakaparadza midziyo yavo nezvekudya. Mvura iyi inonzi yakayeredzawo mumwe mwana achibva ashaya. Mumwe wevamwe vakaparadzirwa misha munzvimbo yeZimta Park ndiamai Rosaline Mandeya, avo vanoti mafashamo aya avasiya vari pamhene.
Pari kugara ndo pari kutinetsa chine dzimba dzakapwanyiwa pwanyiwa. Saka tochagora rebatsirwawo tione pekugara nechikafu icho kudya pana vanozvinetsa nezvekupfeka nhumbi dzese dzakapera kuenda.
Vamwe vakatasana dambudziko iri ndiamai Shila Musenga, vane musha wavo wakaparadzwa zvakare mumusha weZimta Park, avo vakanopotera pane chimwe chikoro mushure mekuirwa nedambudziko iri.
Aini chandotokumbira hangu ndechekuti vati wanirewo pekugara. Izvozvi zvikoro zvaakuda kuvhurwa, tiri kutoshupika, hatina kana information yatati yatapuwa.
VaDavis Manikai vanoti pachikoro pavari kugara pari zvino hapana mvura inovakwanira zvekuti vave kutya kuti zvirwere zvichatapuriranwa.
Hatina mvura yekuti wekushandisa kana tiri kumumba. Zvinoda kuti vanhu vacho ikimbi yacho ni ikanzwa vagadzi kuti tonishandisa mvura yacho kuti izvozvi hatina kana mvura.
Vakuru vanoti hakupa ronda wati nhunzi dzikudye. Muzvare Ignis Chikii vane musha wakaparadzwawo nemvura, vanoti mari yavange vakachengetera mwana wakuchikoro yakatsakatikira mumvura yemafashamo.
Ikumbirwa kubatsirwa nepekugara nehembe nechikafu nemari dzemaschool fees dzakapera kuenda, saka hatisisina nepekutangira kuti tichadini nemishonga yematoilet.
Mumwe mukomana wechidiki vaHenry Dzaida vari kupinda chikoro mugore rechitanhatu kuchikoro vanoti mabhuku avo ose akatsakatika mumvura pamwe chete nemari yange yakachengetwa.
Dambudziko rangu ndekuti mabhuku andandatengerwa akayeredzwa nemvura. And nemari yeschool fees yakayeredzwa nemvura, saka ndachikumbirawo kuti ndibatsirewo paschool fees nemabhuku ekuendesa kuchikoro.
Amai Lucy Yangarevhume vanoti pari zvino vachiri nekutya kukuru zvichitevera kushaya kwechikomana Tembane Matika echo change chine makore manomwe kuberekwa.
Nyaya iri kunetsa ndeyekuti hana dzedu hadzisati dzateramira kubva padambudziko ratakasangana naro. Saka kunyangwe takaiswa pano nzvimbo yacho yatiriyo hazvisati zvambotiramira. Zvinhu zvingatonaka kuti munhu ange apa ari kuona kuti ndaapakati. Notiri kutongotya zvekuti chiichi chaitika kubva pano. Nyaya shero tatanga tiri mataigarawo matakasununguka kuti munhu pake. Iyezvi tinenge tiri kushewa matoilets tiri pano. Asi rugaro rwacho unongoti nekuti vanhu tadi tangonzi endai ipapo. Zvinhu zvinenge zvakaoma.
Mukuru wesangano reRed Cross kuno kwaMutare vaPaddington Munjoma vanoti sangano ravo richiri kuona makuriro akaita dambudziko iri kuitira kuti ringe richizokwanisa kubatsira nemazvo. Kanzura weWard 16 kunova ndiko kwakawirwa nedambudziko iri vaRichard Mupfura vanoti kanzuro yavo iri kuita zvose zvainokwanisa kuti mhuri idzi dziwanirwe pamwe pekugara zvikoro zvisati zvavhurwa. Studio 7 haina kukwanisa kutaura nemunyori weguta vaObed Muzawazi pamwe chete nameya weguta reMutare vaTatinda Nhamarare pamusoro pedambudziko iri. Ndakamirira Studio 7 waMutare, ndini Lweda Moyo.
Gurukota rinoona nezvekuchengetedzwa kwezviwanikwa vaSevia Kasukuere vakonzeresa mutauro nerwendo rwavo kuCrimea, iyo yakatorwa nechisimba neRussia kubva kunyika yeUkraine. Kushanya kwavakasukuere kunyika iyi kuri kushorwa zvakanyanya nenyika yeUkraine. Munyori mubazi rehurumende vaJoy Bima vati havangatauri nezverwendo urwu sezvo vari pazororo. Mumiriri weEU muZimbabwe vaVandame vatiwo havana zvizhinji zvavangaite kuZimbabwe sezvo chibvumirano chekusadyidzana neCrimea chiri cheEU chete kwete cheUnited Nations. Studio 7 aina kukwanisa kubata vakasukuere kuti tinzwe divi ravo. Blessing Zulu abata nyanzvi munyaya dzezvekudyidzana nedzimwe nyika vaClifford Mashiri kuti tinzwewo pfungwa dzavo.
Rwendo rwa vakasukuwere kuenda kuKrimea vabva mukusarudzwa kuita komisar wezanupf. Kunotyirwa kuti vari kundotsvaga zvombo zvekuzorwisa vanopokana navamugabe mumaelections achauya muna 2018. Zvinotarisirwa kuti ava vezanupf vari kutsvaga zvombo nekuti Zimbabwe ichine zvirango zvakatemerwa zvekuti vasatengeserwe zvombo neEuropean Union. Pamusoro pekunge vari vanopota vachiponda vanhu nekurova vanopokana navamugabe. Nyika iyi inonzi Crimea imwe rutivi rwenyika yeUkraine rwakatorwa nechisimba nenyika yeRussia ichifurira vanhu vanogara muCrimea kuti tinokutsigirai kuti muve nyika yakazvimirira pachezvayo. Saka zviri kubva mushamwari weRussia neZimbabwe unobvira panguva yekunge Russia ichitsigirana neZimbabwe oro neZANU-PF kuUnited Nations kuitira kuti Zimbabwe iswe zvirango zvinorwadza payainge ichiponda vanhu muZimbabwe kunana 2002 nenguva dzinotevera mumashure macho.
Asi izvi zviri kuitwa neZimbabwe zvinosiya ukama hwayo neEuropean Union hwava papi chaizvo?
Inosiya ukama hwayo neEuropean Union husina kumira zvakanaka. Mukuona kwedu vanoongorora tinoona kuti iyo European Union ndiyo iri kutoratidza kurwerwa rutepa nezviri kuitika kuZimbabwe zvinosanganisa kupiwa kwezvemabhizinesi macontracts kuChina. China iri kutora macontracts anokosha chaizvo kumadiamonds nekune zvimwe zvinhu zvinocherwa pasipevhu. European Union yakutoratidza iyo kuti tanonoka, taakupedzerwa, ndo maonero atinoita.
Nyanzvi munyadza zvokudyidzana nedzimwe nyika vaClifford Mashiri vari parunare kuBulgaria naBlessing Zulu Studio 7. Rimwe sangano revanotengesa mumigwagwa reNational Vendors Union Zimbabwe rinoti harisi kufara neurongwa hwekanzuro yeguta reHarare wekupa basa rekutora mari dzemitero kubva kune vanotengesa mumigwagwa ava kune masangano anoamirira. Mukuru weNational Vendors Union Zimbabwe vaSamuel Wadzai vanoti danho iri richatoita kuti kanzuro itadze kuwana mari yakawanda yemitero kubva kune vanotengesa ava sezvo paine mukana wehuori. Vawadzai vanoti mamwe masangano akapiwa basa iri ane nhoroondo dzeuori. Vanotengesa miriwo nezvimwe zviduku vanonzi vanotarisirwa kubhadhara madhora matatu pazuva, kuchitiwo vane misika yemaflea market vachitarisirwa kubhadhara madhora ari pakati pemasere negumi pazuva. Studio 7 yaedza kunzwa kubva kudivi reHarare mushure mekunge tabata meya weguta vaBernard Manyenyeni, asi vati tibate munyori weguta vatendai Mahachi avo takundikana kubata. Ngatinzwei hurukuro yataita navawadzai.
City of Harare yakadeedza maunions anomirira mavenda achiti ivo vanoda kuti maassociations aya avabatsire kukolekta mari kubva kumavenda mataxes avakaproposa ayaya. Isusu pama meetings acho na SSA National Vendors Union taingobuda pachena kuti aiwa mukagara matanga kushanda muchidaro kuti munopa maunions kana kuti maassociations simba rokutora mari kumavenda, muri kuexpose mavenda kucorruption. Nokuti tikatarisa mafambiro anga ari kumboita vending kumashure kwapfuura uko, mavenda anga ari padambudziko rokubirwa mari nemamwe maassociations anongouya anongonyuka nhasi mangwana uchamaoni anongonyuka ongotora mari kumavenda. Saka tanga tichiti isusu hazvifanirwi kusiyirwa maoko emaassociations.
Koiyo kanzuro iri kupawo zvikonzero zvakadii zvaita kuti isange ichitora mari kune vanotengesa?
Ndingati pamameetings ataipinda isusu National Vendors Union takaona kuti panga pane mangange pautungamiri wekusiti ofarare. Vamwe vanga vane idea yekuti ngavakolekte ivo, vakawanda vacho ndovanga vane idea yekuti havagoni kusubcontracta nyaya yekukolekta mari idzi kumavenda. But amino politics dzakazoitika mukufamba kwanga kwaita nguva kwakuendwa kumakongresi emamwe mapato, tikaona vaya vanga vachimbosimbisa nyaya yekuti isusu sesiti ofara tisokolekta mari vaakuita backtrack. Saka havana mareasons akajeka zvavo, vanowirirana nezvisi zvatinotaura zvokuti corruption inogona kuzowanika yava kunyuka ipapo. Reason yavo hombe yavakangobvisa naye ndeyekuti hanzi imimi semaunions mune control iri direct kumamembers kenyu. saka tokupai mukana iyo kuti mukwanise kudilanishi nema members enyu. But isu tikaudza kuti no, mwana ava vari mobile anogona kunge ari papa nhasi achishandira pakona Leopold takawira naNelson Mandela nhasi. But mangwana unomwana ava kuna Julius Nyerere, unomwana ava kupakeda, saka vanongofamba vachingochinja-chinja. Saka havana control kuti maassociations ane control nepanogara mavendors, kunyeba pamadzivira atinoita mashandiro emavenda.
Vanga vari mukuru wesangano reNational Vendors Union Zimbabwe vaSamuel Wadzai vari parunhare muHarare neStudio 7. Sangano reHarare Residents Trust rinoti kanzuri yeguta reHarare inofanira kugadzirisa pombi dzinofambisa mvura idzo rinoti dzasakara uye dzave kukonzera kuti mvura iri kubuda mupombi idzi ibude yakasviba uye ichinuhwa. Ngatinzwei hurukuro yaitwa naMavelous Muhlanganya uye weStudio 7 nemukuru wesangano iri vaPrecious Shumba.
Chakakosha ndechekuti wanofanirwa kumwa mvura iyi wari kuiona yakadini. Wazhinji wari kututsumwa kuti mvura iyi ine zvinhu zvirimo uye ine rumwe ruvara rwakapfumburuka zvinoita kuti iwo pachavo varege kuigamuchira semvura inomwika. Kunyangwe wana mazvikokota wesitofarare vachitaura kuti yakachena, hapana munhu anoisa muromo wake mumvura yaari kuona kuti ine zvinhu zvinogona kukuwadza utano hwake. Saka pavari kushungurudzika kuda kuedza kuti vanhu vagamuchire chete pfungwa dzavo dzekuti mvura iyoyo ine tsvina yakachena, chikuru ndechekuti ivo ndavagadzirise zviri kudikwa nevagari.
Asi ivo vanhu vemuHarare vari kurarama sei zuva nezuva takatarisa dambudziko irori nyanya remvura yakachena?
Kunzvimbo dzatingati dzekumalow density area kaita sana Borodale, Mount Pleasant, Greendale, Highlands, kunzvimbo idzodzo vanhu vazhinji vanorarama nemigodhi iri padzimba dzavo ngekuti vazhinji vacho vanhu vanga vene mari dzavo. Asi tikaenda kumabvirazuva kweHarare kwakaita sekunana kudana Kafara Chizhanje nakugarga kushinga kunana Seco Cement, Mandara, Greendale, tinoona kuti nzvimbo idzodzo dzakacherwa migodhi padzimba dzevanhu. Migodhi iyoyo isina kudzika ndiyo imwe nzira yavari kuwana mvura, uye kune dzimwe nzvimbo vari kushandisa migodhi mabhohos akacherwa neUNICEF mamwe masangano kusanganisira makereke. Asi zvibhorani izvozvo dzimwe nguva zvinowandirwa zvofa, poshayikwa anokwanisa kutungamira kuti zvigadzirwe. So iri ndiro dambudziko zhinji riri kuitika kuti kune dzimwe nzvimbo taakuona kuti fanga sekumabhuku kwagara kuri kutiitika mhirizhonga muzvibhorani nekuda kwekuti vanhu vanenge vari kurwira mvura uye kuchiitawo makoronyera kunana Glenora anenge achizviti iwo anobhadharisa vanhu kucherwa kwemvura, zvinozoita kuti vanenge vasina mari vanononoka kuchera mvura yavo.
Vanga vari mukuru wesangano reHarare Residents Trust vaPrecious Shumba vachitaura vari parunhare naMavelous Muhlanganya uye weStudio 7 vari muHarare. Studio 7 yabatawo meya weguta reHarare vaBernard Manyenyeni avo vatenda kuti nyaya yemvura inoda kugadziriswa.
Nyaya yemvura iri kuvanduka zvishoma nezvishoma, mvura kune dzimwe nzvimbo yakutanga kuenda. Asi ndirikugamuchira chimwe chichemo chiri kubva kuvagari, vamwe vari kuti mvura iri kuuya isina kuchena zvavanotarisira. Inyaya yatiri kuongorora kuti chii chiri kumbonyanyoitika, nekuti isusu kana taakupomba mvura ichiti mpinde muvagari tikutarisa kuti inge iri mvura yakachena inonwika isina kana chainombopomerwa. Asi ndiri kusangana nekakunyunyuta kakati wandei kevagari vari kuti meya, mvura yenyu imwe iri kuuya ine tunhu tunhongwa nhongwa turi mairi, vamwe vandonditumidzira nemufananidzo yacho. Saka zvinhu zvatiri kuongorora kuti tiri kupedza dambudziko hwani tichipinda mune rimwe. Saka mvura iri kuuya ngaiuya yakati chenei, vagari vachiitambira vasina kuidaira mairi kuti mvura yakachena inonwika.
Meya weguta reHarare vaBernard Manyenyeni vari parunhare muHarare. Mumiriri wematopo South mudare reparamende vaSol Magalima Ncube vanoti mhuri yakashaya kumatopo South nemusi wechishanu mushure mekuputika kwetangi regasi ravakanga vachishandisa muchitoro chavo icharadzikwa mangwana mudunhu iri. Mhuri iyi yakarasikirwa nevanhu vana munjodzi iyi. Mavelous Muhlanganya uye weStudio 7 aita hurukuro navaNcube kuti tinzwe zvizere nezvenyaya iyi.
Vataradze kwa mangwana makuseni, editatora mabodi zacho kumapisa mochari makuseni at 8 o'clock. Teniti vata, taenda kuno varadzika anektu nyongona business center.
Tichitarisa zvakaitika munharaunda yenyu izvi zvamungakurudzire vamwewo vari kuwanikwa vachishandisa gas pari zvino tichitarisa kuti takatarisana nezororo reChristmas.
Kota kuti vanhu vawane kudzidziso rakati wandei, some sort of awareness campaign yemagasis kuti how dangerous it is. Then kuti kana waisa oni that gas stove kana kuti fridge, then ubva waita light on at the same time so that it doesn't evaporate. Sazari pameya on air.
Imi semiriri weimomo mumatopo South, zvii zvimwe zvamungadewo kutaurira vagari vemunharaunda yenyu takatarisa iro zororo iro rinore Kisimusi nenyu here?
Vanhu ava drive zvakanaka mumarodzi edu because everyone anonga akumhanyira kumusha kutaende ku Christmas, drive carefully. Kana wazwa watoneta then zorora, mbozorora, just pull off the road and mbozorora mbitana, then you continue on the journey yako.
Avanga vari mumiriri wedu nhurematopo South vaSol Magali Mancube vachitaura vari parunare naMavelas Muhlanganya uye weStudio 7 vari kumatopo South. Zvichakadaro, bazi reTraffic Safety Council of Zimbabwe nhasi rayambira vatyairi vedzimotokari kuti vafambe zvakanaka mumigwagwa, apo mapurisa ari kuti kwafa vanhu vanosvika 31 munjodzi dzakasiyana-siyana kubvira pakatanga svondo reKisimusi. Mutauriri wemapurisa Chief Superintendent Paul Nyati, vanhu tuhuwandu uhu hwakaenzana neuwandu hwenjodzi dzegore rapfuura panguva imwe cheteyo. Vanotizve vanhu gumi vakafira munjodzi kumasvingo, ukuwo kumateveleland South kwatofa vanhu vanomwe. Mukuru weTraffic Safety Council of Zimbabwe vaOBO Chinyere vaudza mutungamiri Nkomo Studio 7 kuti kunyange hazvo migwagwa isina kumira zvakanaka munyika, njodzi dzakawanda dzinokonzerwa nekukanganisa kwevatyairi.
Chekutanga, tinokumbira vatyairi kuti vasamhanyise motikari zvinopfurichidza mwero. Mukatarisa njodzi zhinji dziri kukonzerwa nevatyairi vari kumhanya zvakanyanyisa, ndo chekutanga. Chechipiri, tinokumbira kuti vatyairi vaedze kufamba masikati, nguva ino inguva yemvura, saka usiku kuchinaya munhu anyatsoona. Saka kana chikwanisika, tinokumbira kuti vanhu vaedze kufamba masikati kunze kwekuti kana zvatomanikidzisa ndopangazofamba manheru. Chechitatu, tinokumbira kuti munhu asati apinda mumugwagwa ngaatarise kuti motikari yake yakakwana zvinhu zvose here, haina chakafa here, mavhiri ake matai akanyatsonaka here. Munoona kuti dzimwe njodzi zhinji dzinoitika muno muZimbabwe injodzi dzekuti vhiri raputika, ende kazhinji chinokonzera kuti vhiri riputike ranga risina kunaka, ranga richifambiswa. Chechina, tinokumbira kuti vanhu vasazadzise motikari dzavo overloading, vangozadza zvine mwero. Tinonyanya kukumbirisa kuti vanhu vasadhakwe pavanenge vachidrive. Imwe njodzi yatiri kuyambira futi vafambi mumugwagwa nekuti mvura iri kunaya, muchazoona hova orenji nzizi dzotanga kuzara. Vatyairi kana mangosvika mukaona kuti hova iyi yakazara, musamanikidze mumugwagwa bridge iroro, mirai mvura kusvika yadzikira pasi muzoyambuka zvinyi.
Zvii zvamungati ndizvo zviri kunyanya kukonzera njodzi mumigwagwa munyika?
Chikurukuru chinokonzera njodzi muZimbabwe imhosva yadhiraivha. Tatichiti mhosva yadhiraivha, mhosva yadhiraivha kazhinji ndiye anokanganisa kuovhateka, ndiye anoovhaspida, ndiye anoovhateka pablind spot, ndiye anoovhateka kune motikari iri kuuya, ndiye anonwa hwahwa achiziva kuti achapinda mumugwagwa, ndiye anooverloada motikari, ndiye anoti kana akaneta anoamba achizvimanikidza kuti asvike kwari kuenda panze pokuti ambozorora.
VaOBO Chinyere ndo managing director weTraffic Safety Council of Zimbabwe vanga vachitaura parunhare namutungamiri Nkomo Studio 7 vari muHarare.
Makateerera kunefenyuro yenyu yeStudio 7. Tiri kutefenyura tiri pamuzinda weVoice of America uri muWashington DC. munokwanisawo kutinzwa padandemutande redu repa internet rinoti www.voashona.com. Tinodzokorora zvakare website yedu www.voashona.com.
Munokwanisa kubata Studio 7 pa 919 AM, pa 4930 kana pa 12080 ne 15455 kHz pa shortwave. Tinodawo kukuzivisai vateereri kuti chirongwa chenyu chava neFacebook page. Endai pa www.facebook.com/voa.shona. Tinodzokorora zvakare Facebook page yedu www.facebook.com/voa.shona. Yashika nguya kuti timbotarisa zvaitika kune dzimwe nyika. Sangano reWorld Health Organization rinoti uwandu hwevanhu vafane chirwere cheEbola hwapfuura zviuru zvinomwe nemazana mashanu, uye vanhu vabatwa nechirwere ichi vanonzi vave kupfuura zviuru makumi maviri. Asi zvinonzi nyika dzanga dzakanyanya kutarisana nedambudziko iri iLiberia neGuinea. MuSierra Leone uwandu uhwo hunonziwo huri kuwedzera. Munyore mukuru weUnited Nations vaBan Ki-moon vanoti nyika dzepasi rose zinofanira kugara dzakagadzirira kupararira kwechirwere ichi zvakare. Sangano remunyu iyo kure Community to Protect Journalists rinoti vatori venhau makumi matanhatu vakafa mugore rino chete vachiita basa ravo. Vatori venhau vakawanda vakafira munyika yeSyria, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Paraguay neCentral African Republic. Upfumi hwenyika yeAmerica hwakakwira zvisati zvamboitika mukati memakore gumi kubva muna chikumi kusvika muna gunyana. Vanhu vemuAmerica vanonzi vatanga kutenga zvinhu muzvitoro zvapa kuti upfumi uhwu hukure. Iko zvino tombonzwa vanhu vachikwazisana pazororo reKisimusi.
Ndiri vamoge Richard Shangrai, ndine chishuwo chokuti vana veZimbabwe, vana vese muri dzese dzeZimbabwe dzive netarisiro kufara muChristmas nemunew year. Ndoziva zvinhu zvakakomerai, asi ngativei netarisiro patikuona kuti patinovhura mumwe muti Mwari angatipa mumwe mukana kuti tigokwanisa zvekugadzira upfumi nemagariro evanhu mugore rinouya.
Ndinigadzira Chirumanzu wokwaChirumanzu. Nhengo yeZanu PF inokurudzira kuti kuve norunyararo, tirime, tigute. Tinoti kuvatereri veStudio 7, yesi Krisimasi tikushuvirai gore dzarakanaka. Isusu veZanu PF vari kumativi manenyika, moziva vokumusha, tibudirire sedzimwe munyika. Mazidhinyu vateereri veStudio 7.
Merry Christmas to you all. Aiva vatereri tavatoshuka kumagumo echirongwa chedu asoda kuyeuchidzai kuti muchirongwa chedu chelive talk na 8:30 p.m. tiri kutarisa nyaya yenjodzi mumigwagwa tatarisana nezoro rekisimusi negoredzva. Anokuoneka ine mufaro ndini Jonga Kandemiri nichitumirai zvakanaka vatereri ndekusiya mina Sandra Nyaira na Chris Gande.
Thank you, Jonga Kandemiri. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Tuesday, December 23rd, 2014. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Among our top stories this evening,
Christmas comes early for disadvantaged communities in the capital as Harare Mayor distributes goodies to children, old people's homes and hospitals in the city.
Times are hard for our normal and traditional supporters. We do not get as much as we would have wanted. The needs are great.
The Traffic Safety Council of Zimbabwe calls on drivers to exercise caution on the roads as police report 31 people have so far been killed in traffic road accidents this festive season.
We are always advising motorists that as you drive, you should drive to suit the road conditions. We already know which roads need as much effort in terms of driving. We already know which roads you have got to drive as carefully as possible.
And the African Union declares 2014 the year of the woman as the world takes stock 20 years after the historic Beijing Women's Conference.
Traffic Safety Council of Zimbabwe today called on drivers to exercise caution on the roads as police reported 31 people have been killed in traffic accidents so far this season. They say 515 crashes have been recorded across the country compared to 470 during the same period last year. Masvingo Province is reportedly leading in the number of fatalities with 10 deaths, followed by Matabeleland South with 7. Mashonaland East comes third with four people dead so far, followed by Harare with 3 deaths so far. Bulawayo is number 5 with 2 deaths. A Traffic Safety Council of Zimbabwe Managing Director Obio Chinyere tells Ntungamili Nkomo many accidents are caused by human error.
It's regrettable and really necessary that every year we have got this same story where so many lives are lost, especially during the festive season. This is the time when everybody should be marrying. This is the time when everybody should be enjoying. But alas, it's usually the time when we experience so much carnage on our road. But there are times when you wish we didn't have this festive season.
The roads are obviously in a bad shape and are contributing to the deaths of many people. But what would you say is the number one cause of accidents in Zimbabwe?
The number one is the human factor. Yes, you have mentioned about the roads, but we are always advising motorists that as you drive, you should drive to suit the road conditions. We already know which roads need as much effort in terms of driving. We already know which roads you have got to drive as carefully as possible. And it's a matter of yourself driving to suit the road conditions. And you did ask which one is the major cause of accidents. It's the human factor. People overspeed. Drivers drink drive. Vehicles are overloaded. Unfit vehicles are put onto the roads. People tend to be in rush, especially when it comes to the festive season. And these are the major causes of accidents. When you look at the statistics, 85% of accidents are caused by human error.
That was the Traffic Safety Council of Zimbabwe Managing Director Obio Chinyere on the line with reporter Antunga Milinkomo from Harare.
My name is Morgan Tsvangirai. I wish all Zimbabweans, the families, a happy Christmas. I know things are difficult. The carnival atmosphere we are used to is normal. We continue to pray to God that you give us the blessings for 2015 so that perhaps we can restore our hope again for a prosperous Zimbabwe and a better future. Thank you.
Christmas came early today for disadvantaged communities in the capital. Harare Mayor Bernard Manyenyeni dispersed Xmas goodies to children, old people's homes and hospitals in the city, courtesy of the mayor's Christmas Cheer Fund. Ivan Chifera has more details.
A hospital is never a good place to be, more so when it is over a holiday like Christmas or New Year. So, many patients in Harare's hospitals were today expecting to go through their daily routines of observations and treatment. But Mayor Bernard Manyenyeni had something up his sleeve. First, he made a surprise pit stop at the Beatrice Infectious Diseases Hospital to bring some cheer into the wards. Overwhelmed patients could not hold their tears back as the mayor did his rounds distributing goods from his sandbag. Some of the patients struggled to hold their gifts or were simply too weak to clap hands in appreciating the gifts, while others just simply smiled. It was the same at Wilkins Hospital, where relatives visiting sick relatives came in during visiting hour to see the mayor distributing goodies and praying for the patients in the wards. A visibly touched Manyenyeni spoke with most visiting relatives as he assisted some of the patients to hold their gifts. Harare City Health Services Director Prosper Chonzi said the gesture by the mayor will no doubt uplift spirits during the festive season.
It's unfortunate and it's unwanted for patients to spend the whole Christmas period inside a hospital. They'll be far away from their relatives and loved ones. So it is very uplifting for the mayor of a city, for senior officials of the city, for councillors and all, to come and visit them, pay them a visit, give them the small tokens of appreciation for them being patients, but for them being citizens of the city. It will uplift their spirits and it will even make healing better and faster.
Mayor Manyenyeni said the city would have loved to do more, but was limited by economic hardships facing the nation.
We've enjoyed a lot of support. Obviously, times are hard for our normal and traditional supporters. We do not get as much as we would have wanted. The needs are great, but I think the spirit of giving was definitely with us this year. I'm grateful for the support that we've received from corporates, from individuals, the work of my Cheer Fund committee. I'm grateful.
Apart from goodies donated to patients, children and old people's homes, the Mayor's Cheer Fund also pays tuition for struggling students in schools and universities every year. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.
The
This is Taurai Shava. Thank you for making Studio 7 your number one station. I wish you a Merry Christmas and all the best in the new year.
The National Vendors Union of Zimbabwe says it is disturbed by the Harare City Council's move to subcontract some vendors' groups to collect rates from colleagues who sell their wares on the streets of Harare. Vegetable vendors are expected to pay a $3 fee daily, while stall owners at flea markets will be charged $10. Studio 7 reached Mayor Bernard Manyenyeni for a comment, but he referred us to Town Clerk Tendai Mahachi, who was not reachable. Director Samuel Wadzai of the National Vendors Union Zimbabwe tells Studio 7's Jonga Kandemiri the arrangement is a recipe for disaster, as it is likely to breed corruption and extortion.
We are basically saying that the city of Harare are the owners of the land, and this land that vendors are using belongs to the city fathers. So for the city fathers, therefore, then to give other organizations the authority to collect money really exposes vendors to a lot of abuses, a chief among them the issue of corruption and extortion. We are saying the city of Harare should do this thing on their own. If they want union and association to assist them, they should come just in terms of crafting strategies and modalities of ensuring that at the end of the day, the money gets to city of Harare, not to give the associations or unions the authority to collect money. It's a recipe for disaster.
What reasons are being given by the council here for it not to collect the money?
Their major reason is that as unions or organizations representing vendors, we have got direct contact with vendors, so we are able to deal with them directly.
That was the National Vendors Union Zimbabwe Director Samuel Wadzai speaking with Jonga Kandemiri from Harare.
Meanwhile, the Harare Residents Trust has called on the Harare City Council to urgently address the water situation in the city. Harare City Council's communications manager, Michael Chideme, was quoted in the media saying the city's water is safe, though residents are complaining about the color of the water and smell coming through their taps. The reporter Tatenda Gumbo spoke with Harare Residents Trust Director Precious Shumba, who says the city council should stop taking people for granted.
They should try to understand that what they are trying to achieve from a public relations perspective will backfire, because more residents are now convinced more than ever that something is amiss. The city of Harare is trying to hide something concerning water delivery. So we also spoke with our membership. Our membership is concerned on the acceptability of water in the communities. It has a greenish color. It has an odor, a very strong odor. And most people are no longer confident to drink the municipal water.
What would you want the city to do in regards to what you are seeing on a day-to-day basis?
The replacement of underground water pipes. This is a priority, because from their own report as a council, they are losing nearly 40 to 45% of treated water due to leakages along the distribution network. So it means if that 45% is saved through placement of old pipes, it means more water would reach more people.
That was Harare Resident Trust Director Precious Shumba.
Studio 7 reached Harare Mayor Bernard Manyenyeni for his response on the water quality in the capital.
Our aim, our real wish, is to make sure that when we proclaim our water safe and good to drink, we should be proud and confident that we are telling the people the truth. But what I have been picking up are complaints, people phoning, sending me pictures, sending me messages, saying some of the water that they're picking up in their homes is not clean, it's not clear, they cannot trust it, it just doesn't look good enough to be consumed. We are looking into those complaints because they are genuine. I've seen pictures have been sent through to me. So as part of the improved water delivery, we have a duty and a commitment to improve the quality of that water, because we don't want to have the supply but without the quality. So as we improve our supply, our volumes, let's be sure that the quality is what meets the resident's expectations, is trusted by the resident, it can be consumed by anyone without thinking twice.
That was the City of Harare Mayor Bernard Manyenyeni speaking with reporter Tatenda Gumbo from Harare.
My name is George Burdurek from Majingo Town. I'm here to congratulate all members of the MPC and all my friends who are from South Africa, one in the DRC and another one in Majingo Town. All is your for the MPC. Also, our leader, Pastor Guy, Yara Mamondo. I'm greeting you and have a good Christmas.
You are listening to Studio 7 coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
We take a look at regional and international news.
A press freedom group says at least 60 journalists have been killed this year while doing their job, with members of the international press making up a particularly high percentage of the dead. The New York-based Committee to Protect Journalists issued its annual report yesterday, documenting journalist deaths in 21 countries in 2014.
North Korea has refused to participate in a meeting of the United Nations Security Council, during which Pyongyang's human rights situation came under heavy criticism. 11 of the 15 council members voted yesterday in support of putting the issue on the agenda over the objections of permanent members China and Russia.
And the World Health Organization says the death toll from the Ebola outbreak has risen to more than 7,500 people, and the number of cases is nearing 20,000. The latest data posted today reflects recent trends, with Liberia and Guinea seeing a decrease in the rate of Ebola transmissions, while Sierra Leone's cases continue to rise. The allocation of ministries to the newly appointed vice presidents will not provide any meaningful solution to the country's waning fortunes, some analysts warned today. The two vice presidents will supervise and give direction, where necessary, to the ministries under their purview.
Acting President Emmerson Mnangagwa is quoted by the Herald newspaper saying President Mugabe allocated him with the ministries of agriculture, health, lands, tourism, higher education, sports, and small enterprises. Second Vice President Phelekezela Mpogo will oversee all the security ministries of defense, home affairs, and presidential affairs, including transport, foreign affairs, public works, and energy. Mpogo will also oversee the ministries of gender, information, media, and broadcasting, and information, yes. Independent political analyst Zenzele Ndebele says the move by President Mugabe is just window dressing, adding much more needs to be done by Mr. Mugabe to change the fortunes of the country. Political analyst Pedzisai Ruhanya, also chairman of the Zimbabwe Democracy Institute, tells Studio 7 the allocation of ministries to the two vice presidents will not change anything, as the same people remain in charge of those portfolios.
I don't think much will happen, but they want to give an impression that they want to do things differently. I think what needs to change fundamentally is the policy framework under which this government operates. So unless they liberalize not only the economy, but also liberalizing or opening up or democratizing their politics, if they remain entrenched in a authoritarian, dictatorial, command politics, it will not assist anything. They can do all these piecemeal or face powder changes in terms of allocation of ministries to the two vice presidents, but that is not what is the issue. Those are not the issues that we need to attend to.
From your study of politics, is this allocation of ministries something new, or there are similar models elsewhere in the world?
So there is nothing new even in Zimbabwe, only that in the past we were not aware that that's what the president would do. But in terms of the law, or in terms of the constitution, the president is he allowed to do that. It's within his constitutional mandate. And in fact, I think it has been happening silently. But the message that they are trying to send to the public is to say that the business will not be as usual.
Petsai Ruhanya is a political analyst. He's also the chairman of the Zimbabwe Democracy Trust. He spoke with us from Harare.
And Chris, yes, we've been asking our listeners to send in their Christmas messages. Now we go to their WhatsApp messages. It's a time to be merry.
I'm Neva Kampira from Goromonzi. I'm wishing all my relatives from Zimbabwe a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Ndinonzi Kelvin Mawarire, ndinogara kumasvingo. I want to say, have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to the whole of Mawarire family and also my friends at National University of Science and Technology. All banking students, I say Merry Christmas.
My name is Vincent Mashavara. I want to say Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year to my friends, my family, and everyone in the world. Thank you.
Ukraine has raised serious concern with Zimbabwe after Environment Minister Xavier Kasukwere visited the disputed region of Crimea this week. Ukraine is engaged in a bitter conflict with Russia over the control of the region. Reports from Kiev yesterday said Kasukwere was in the region last week. Zimbabwe is one of the just 11 countries of the 193 UN General Assembly members that supported the referendum for Crimea to become an independent state linked to Russia. Other nations which supported the annexation include North Korea, Syria, Sudan, Venezuela, and Cuba. Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Joy Bima, said he could not comment as he was on holiday. Efforts to get a comment from Kasukwere or the Foreign Affairs Minister, Simbarashe Mumbengegui, were futile as their mobile phones went unanswered. The European Union's ambassador to Zimbabwe, Mr. Philippe Van Dem, said there was no United Nations embargo on visiting the Crimea, so the EU's hands were tied, adding the visit is not likely to damage EU Harare ties, though the visit was unfortunate. International relations expert Clifford Mashiri tells the Studio 7's Blessing Zulu that Kasukwere's visit is suspicious.
It is very suspicious that this Kasukwere, a commissar of ZANU-PF, finds himself in Crimea, a country that has no legitimacy according to the European Union. It's believed that he is out there looking for arms because Zimbabwe is still under an arms embargo, which is true. So they are likely to be trying to get them over in view of the fact that the Russians have been given a lot of business deals in Zimbabwe, the platinum and many others, I think diamonds as well, somewhere in Chimanimani. And Crimea is very desperate for foreign currency as well.
But is it wiser for Zimbabwe to do this at this juncture, judging from the fact that it is trying to mend ties with the European Union?
Zimbabwe has never bothered trying to mend ties with the European Union in a serious manner. They are still occupying farms. Zamara was, you know, beaten up and all that. Those are human rights abuses. They are still continuing. So in other words, ZANU-PF or the Zimbabwe government is not keen to really bow down to what the EU wants. What we suspect is that it's the EU which is desperate to re-engage Zimbabwe.
That was international relations expert Clifford Mashiri speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Bulgaria. The the African Union has declared 2015 the year of the woman as the world next year takes stock of progress made since the Beijing conference some 20 years ago. AU Commission Chairperson Dr. Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma says the union is taking seriously the need to empower women into more leadership positions, hence dedicating 2015 the year of the African woman. We spoke with her from her office in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia.
Next year is very significant for women globally. It was 20 years ago, in 1995, that women from all over the world gathered in Beijing and put a platform for action. And I think 20 years on, it's a good time to assess and evaluate what progress has been made since Beijing. Also for the continent dedicated 2010 to 2020 as the decade of African women. And next year will be halfway through that decade. So it will be important to also take stock of what has happened during the first 5 years of that decade and to plan on how we can do more in the last 5 years. And of course, as we adopt Agenda 2063, Agenda 2063 has to unleash the potential of both women and youth. And it has to be that potential that we add to the potential of men who have been driving issues on the continent all along. That now we have a force of youth, a force of women to add to that potential and drive Agenda 2063. So for all those reasons, it was important to dedicate next year to women.
From what we have seen politically in countries like Malawi, Zimbabwe, where people were looking forward to having women leaders in one way or the other, people are saying they've been major losses in terms of what they've seen in Joyce Banda, in Joyce Mujuru. What can the AU Commission do in trying to strengthen the position of women to ensure that we have more women leaders in Africa?
One of the things that we have to look at is strengthening women who want to get into politics, to assist them, to build their capacity, but also not to look at one woman in a country, but to look at women at all levels, women in the municipality. The lives of Africans are affected so much at the municipal level. So we need to have women there at the coalface at the municipal level. We need to have women at the national level, where there are provinces and counties. We need to have women at those levels. So we have to build the capacity of women, not just one woman, because one swallow does not break the summer. It's nice to have a woman president. It's nice to have a woman vice president. And we should try and strive for that. But more importantly, to bring a lot more women so that indeed there can be a critical mass of women, even to influence getting women at the top.
That was African Union Commission Chairperson Dr. Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. Stay tuned for Studio 7 Live Talk at 8:30 p.m. when our host will discuss with you, the listeners and the experts, about the carnage on the country's roads.
To join the discussion, text us at 001-202-465-0318 so we can call you back from our studios.
Chris, unfortunately, time is not on our side, but for Highlanders football supporters, just to tell you that the club has appointed former Zimbabwe Saints mentor Bongani Mafu as their substantive coach following their firing of Zambian gaffer Kelvin Kaindu before the end of the 2014 season. We'll bring you more on this story tomorrow. Now, Chris, we recap today's top stories.
Christmas came early for disadvantaged communities in the capital as Harare mayor distributed goodies to children, old people's homes and hospitals in the city.
The Traffic Safety Council of Zimbabwe calls on drivers to exercise caution on the roads, as police report 31 people have been killed in traffic road accidents so far this season.
And the African Union declares 2014 the year of the woman as the world takes stock 20 years after the historic Beijing Women's Conference.
That's our broadcast this evening. Join us at 7 every evening for news in three languages. And visit us on the internet at www.studio7news.com for more on our top stories. You can also send us an email to studio7@voanews.com or text us at 001-202-465-0318. Now stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele. This is Sandra Nyaira in Washington.
And I'm Chris Gande. Good night.
Siyabonga Sandra lo Chris lichona njani emakhaya yikudibana emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngolwesibili mhla ka 23 ngompalakazi 2014 silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Hola mgela emweni ngenjabulo nguntungameli Nkomo.
Lo sithandekile Mhlanga.
Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Kuyadanisa kakhulu ukulahlekelwa ngumphefumulo omnengi kangaka ngesikhathi abantu bakhangelele ukuthi bayahlangana lezihlobo zabo. Nami nxa ngithi ngiyakunanzelela ngobulawayo lapha, imota zisuke zaba ziningi kakhulu emgwaqweni.
Inani labantu asebefele engozini zomgwaqo. Kulokhu kuqale ikhefu lekhisimusi selifike ebantwini abangamachumi amathathu lanye.
Esikwenzayo ukuthi sihambe singena siphuma noma ngabe ikuphi la singathola khona usizo. Labantu abangasinikeza izincwadi, amarabha, amapensele, amaballpoint, amacrayon noma ngathiwa mhlambe ipensele inqhamukile ingakanani siyayithatha ngoba sifika ezikolweni sithola ukuthi ezikolweni ziningi izinto ezishodayo.
Inhlanganiso ye My School My Future ikutaza izakhamizi zezabelweni zeMandebeleni ukuthi zidle ikhefu kodwa zingakhohlwa ukulungiselela abantwana esikolo.
Iqembu lomdlalo wenguqo weHighlanders liqhatsha umqeqeshi omutsha uBongani Mafu kulandela ukuxotshwa kwaye bambele sisikhundla uKelvin Kayindu.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Ugatsha lwe-Traffic Safety Council of Zimbabwe namhla luxwayise abatshayeli bezimota ukuthi batshayele ngonanzelelo olukhulu ukuze kwenqatshelwe ingozi zomgwaqo esizibulalise abantu abangamachumi amathathu lanye selokhu kuqale ikefu lekhisimusi. Umqondisi walolugatsha umnumzana Opio Chinyere utshele Studio 7 ukuthi imbangela yengozi eziningi yikuphambanisa kwabatshayeli. Amapolisa athi amaswingo sokufika abantu abangamachumi abalichumi lanye njalo athi isigaba lesi yiso esikhokhelayo kunani labantu abafele emgwaqweni. IMatabeleland South yalandela labantu abayisikhombisa kuthi iMashonaland East isilahlekelwe ngabantu abane. Iya eHarare sokufe abathathu kuthi kobulawayo kufe ababili. Sixhume ilunga ledalela ephalamende elihlala kukomiti yebona ngezemigwaqo umnumzana Albert Mhlanga.
Kuyadanisa kakhulu ukulahlekelwa ngumphefumulo omnengi kangaka ngesikhathi abantu bakhangelele ukuthi bayahlangana lezihlobo zabo. Nami nxa ngithi ngiyakunanzelela ngobulawayo lapha, imota zisuke zaba ziningi kakhulu emgwaqweni, lokho ade singakukhangelelanga ngoba amakhisimusi amaningi la adlulileyo siyande ukunanzelela ukuthi imota ziyazithe gqagqa kuswelekala kwamafutha emgwaqweni. Kodwa namhlanje kobulawayo kuthiwene kungahambeki sibili ukuthi imota obungafisa kuyipaka phandle. Kunjalo nje izakhamiza kobulawayo ziyakhala kakhulu emgwaqo ekobulawayo ngoba izulu linile imagodigodi. Uthi ngoba ziziningi kangaka ziphinde futhi zihambe mbijana mbijana abantu bakobulawayo bathi kakubaphathi kuhle khonokho.
Ugatsha lwe-Traffic Safety Council of Zimbabwe luthi lona ingozi zomgwaqo ezinenge eZimbabwe zibangelwa ngabatshayeli ngesizathu ezichiyeneyo. Uthini ngalokho?
Ngiyavumelana labo ngoba sike saba labo edalela eParliament besibanqusile ukuthi sibonisane ukuthi nga izingozi lezi singazivikela njani ngoba abaningi bebekhala ukuthi imigwaqo yethu kayilunganga kodwa sizamile ngamandla ethu wonke sesikampani yethu le kuthiwa iZinara ukuba sizodwa ngama road shoulders kule Plumtree kusiya eMtari hayi umgwaqo lwana ukhanya usuhambeka kodwa njengoba besitsho abatshayeli abaningi ngesikhathi nxa kungamakhisimusi bayathokoza kakhulu bethaba kakhulu basuke besebethatha lokho okudakwayo bethi nxa betshayela izimota lezi bethethe lokhuyana okudakwayo ufike ukuthi ukudakwa lokhuyana kuyadakwa umuntu lokhu ebambe i-steering lokhuyana kuyabangela ingozi bese siba lohlupho futhi la mapholisa la esiwabeka emgwaqweni ungazi wabona emaningi indawo zonke kumbe indawo zonke kodwa bayafundathiswa la mapholisa.
Umnumzana Albert Mhlanga lilunga ledale lePhalamende njalo uhlala kukomiti ebona ngezemigwaqo.
Akunyanga zingaki kube lokuxokozela kakhulu kwezemfundo elizweni ngemva kwembiko ethi zinengi kakhulu izikolo ezingela ngijolo yedwa umntwana.
Izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwele South Africa ezingamalunga enhlanganiso ye My School My Future sezikhuthaze izakhamizi zezabelweni zeMandebeleni ukuthi zikholise ikhisimusi kodwa zikhumbula ukugcinela abantwana imali yokufunda lokuthenga impahla zokusebenzisa esikolo. Amalunga ale inhlanganiso athi ngesikhathi abanye bephakathi kwenjabulo yekhisimusi wona aphakathi komkhankaso wokuqoqa impahla yokusiza abantwana abasezikolweni ezedlula amachumi amahlanu ezingatholanga impumela enhle eminyakeni edluleyo. UBenedict Nhlapho sipha lolu daba eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa.
Akunyanga zingaki kube lokuxokozela kakhulu kwezemfundo elizweni ngemva kwembiko ethi zinengi kakhulu izikolo ezingela ngijolo yedwa umntwana obhasileyo imhloliso kazwelonke yokuphela komnyaka wesikhombisa eprimary. Limbiko ethinte izalwane zeZimbabwe ezikwele South Africa enhliziyweni zabumba inhlanganiso ebizwa My School My Future ngenjongo yokudinga indlela ezijeneyo zokuphathisana lalezi zikolo. Inhlanganiso ikhuthaza abazali, izihlobo labangane ukuthi ngesikhathi bethenga izimnandi ngekhisimusi bangakhohlwa ukuthengela abantu babo impahla ezidingakalayo ukuze baphumelele esikolo. Elinye ilunga lalenhlanganiso njalo eyimbongi umnumzana Bongani Ncube uthi abakholwa kikho njengenhlanganiso ikuthi ukukhuluma ngomlomo kakusizi.
Sathola ukuthi izikolo zakithi emathebeleni ndeziningi zithole 0% ama-primary schools. Zabona ukuthi ngeke sigoqe izandla sithule kuphela kungela lutho esiluzamayo. So sathina mhlawumbe zikhona ingane mhlawumbe ezingabe zinothando lokufunda. Uthola ukuthi umuntu ubuya emzini osolayo akanayo ngisho nemali yokuthenga i-exercise book noma i-pen. So sakubona ukuthi lapho mhlawumbe lathi singazibandakanya njengabazali abangaphandle kwelizwe ukuthi sibone ukuthi abantu bethu bayafunda.
Umnumzana Big Foster Nkomose odabuka ePlumtree laye olilunga lalinhlanganiso uthi ngesikhathi abanye besidla kamnandi emagigini ekhisimusi bona bagcwele indawana zonke bekhuthaza abazali ukuthi kukho konke okwekhisimusi abakuthengayo kube le ntshintshi ezaphathisa abantwana abadinga uncedo ezifundweni zabo.
Esikwenzayo ngokuthi sihambe singena siphuma noma ngabe ikuphi la singathola khona usizo labantu abangasinikeza izincwadi, amarabha, amapensele, ama-ballpoint, ama-crayon. Noma ngathiwa mhlawumbe ipensele inqamukile ingakanani siyayithatha ngoba sifika ezikolweni sithola ukuthi ezikolweni ziningi izinto ezishodayo.
Abaculi beZimbabwe labo sebengenile kulo umkhankaso. Umnumzana Thabani Ndlovu ovela eKezi njalo lilunga leMlambosi Express usanda kuqoqa idili lezomculo eGoli lapho yena labanye abaculi bethe yonke imali etholakale kulelo gigi iza kuyasiza izikolo ezingatholi impumelelo.
Ukuthi izikolo zakithi ziyathola 0% kwenze njani? Kukhona isizathu esithile. Lokho sithema sikuzwa ayi saphatheka kabi kakhulu. kwasho ukuthi abafowethu sithema sikhuluma bona be my school my future bacho ukuthi abantwana basilela ngezingwalo basilela ngamapeni basilela ngakho konke okufunda kungakho be lathi safisa ukuthi sibe ingxenye yalolo hlelo.
Umnumzana Nkomose unxusa zonke izalwane zeMathebeleland ukuthi zibe ingxenye yalo mkhankaso ngokuxhumana lehlanganiso ye My School My Future kukhasi layo leFacebook.
Sometimes people baba nokulahleka sometimes makufika kule zinto umuntu abesicanga ukuthi hey laphana kokhishwa imali thina siya sifuna ukuthi noma ungazi uphethe ibhuku uze uphethe irapa uze uphethe irula uze uphethe icampus uze uphethe ini uze uphethe dictionary whatever you can get uyibona ukuthi ingasiza umntwana woza nayo imali kahle kahle into it can be a bonus kuleyo group.
Uthule themba lokuthi ngokubambisana kuza kuthi kuphela umnyaka ozayo sekukhulunywa indaba ezimnandi. Ngimele Studio 7 eJohannesburg kwele South Africa, ngingu Benedict Nhlapo.
Unga uthona njani mthwakazi omuhle ondlela zimhlophe? Mina ngingunothando Spanda, ngikufisela ikhisimusi enhle, ngikufisela njalo umnyaka omutsha oka 2015 ogcwele intokozo, ogcwele injabulo, ozale zibusiso. Ngisithi halala, hoza 2015.
Ukwabela abasekeli bakamongameli welizwe ingatsha zikahulumende ukuba bazikhokhele bakhokele abaphathi ntambo akusoze kuphathise umumo wezenotho yelizwe, kutsho ingcwethi kwezombusazwe. Abasekeli bakamgabe umnumzana Emerson Mnangagwa lomnumzana Phelekezela Mphoko baza kuba lamandla okuqondisa lokucebisa ingatsha abazabelweyo ngumongameli Mgabe. Osaphethe isikhundla sikamgabe umnumzana Mnangagwa ubikwa liphephandaba leThe Herald esithi wabelwe ingatsha ezibalisa olokulima, olwezempilakahle, olokwethekelelwa kwelizwe, olwezemfundo yaphezulu kanye lolwamabhizimusi asacathulayo. Umnumzana Mphoko yena uzakhangela ingatsha ezibalisa olokulondolozwa komvikela welizwe kanye lolokuthwalwa kwempahla olokwakhiwa olokwethulwa kwemibiko lokwela uxolo sihlobo esithandekayo leyokwelakaniswa kwamathuba abesifazana labesilisa. Ingcweti ecubungula ezombusazwe umnumzana Phedisay Ruhanya uthi leli nyathelo kalisoze liphathise ngoba lifana lokucomba ixoxo ukuthi libukeke. Enye njalo ingcwethi umnumzana Zenze Lendebele laye uvumelane loRuhanya wengezelela isithi inyathelo likaMgabe kalisoze liphathise ngalutho.
I think ngokubona kwami kule contradiction of some sort because ekuqaliseni umgabe wathi yena all ama vice president azakwenza ukuthi azayenza lokhu ayebebathume khona yena he's the one ole power alpha and omega and siyakwazi njalo ukuthi i-constitution yezani was recently amended to say all powers are vested within the president. Ukuthi unganzelela njalo ukuthi ungakhangela ukuthi Mphoko uniwe ama-ministries ayiwe engani ahlupha i-national healing, ama-security ministries, i-home affairs, i-defense, i-presidential affairs, transport, infrastructure, foreign affairs, youth and development, indigenization, the local government, lokunye okuningi-ningi, information, nani-nani. Singaqalisa ngama-ministries la-security lawa. The biggest challenge embusweni kaMnangagwa currently ikuthi amaNdebele azambuza ngeGugraund ukuthi waye ngu-Minister of Intelligence later on u-Minister of Security ngesikhathi seGugraund. Uyaziwa ukuthi nguye owathi khona base belohlupho lwamawu base besiyadinga i-DDT ekhuluma ngeGugraund. So bayakwazi ukuthi bangafuqela Umphoko oliNdebele ukuthi ekhangele national healing labo home affairs. Ayikho into enzayenzakala ngoba abantu bangabuza ukuthi Mnangagwa ungenzani, wayenza ozayenzani
manje nxa sikhangele ukubana leli nyathelo lilakho na ukuqeda indubo zelizwe lokuvuselela umnotho welizwe na
umuntu esilala eZimbabwe ayisikuthi minister abakwanisi ukusupervisor kumbe abanye badinga umuntu okubakhangela umgaba esehlulekile for the last 34 years. Uhlupho esilalo eZimbabwe ukuthi 1, there is no investment, 2, ilizwe lengalinamali, 3, ama-policies akhona la they are not conducive for abantu abalemali ukuthi bebiye bezofaka imali yabo. Nxa uzatshela ukuthi ngaba le company eZimbabwe i-51% izathathwa ke inikwe umuntu onsundo seZimbabwe. Ilizwe leli abantu bayesaba ukuthi bangabuya bezofaka imali umgabo uzavuya ethe amakhiwa akafuni.
Umnumzana Zenzele Ndebele yingcwethi yecubungula ezombusazwe obekhuluma ecingweni lo Chris Gande wo Studio 7 ekobulawayo.
There is boy child, Jesus Christ was born on Christmas Day.
Ngempela ubumumethe ukuningi umnyaka 2014, kodwa ku Studio 7 sithi loba kunjalo asiyugqibeni ngenjabulo, simbonga uSomandla. Nanti ithuba lokubulisa izihlobo labangane ngaleli kefu lekhisimusi lelo mnyaka omutsha. Thumelani i-text message ku WhatsApp kunombolo ezithi 1-202-465-0318. Ngizabala njalo inombolo 1-202-465-0318. La kustudio7news.com. Ulakho njalo ukushiya i-audio message usitshela ukuthi uthakazelela njani ikhefu lalonyaka emangweni okuwo. Ungakhohlwa phela ukubulisa izihlobo labangane. I-Studio 7 ngeyakho.
Imuli yabantwana abane ababhubhe ngolwesihlanu olwedluleyo ngemva kokudubuka kwamafutha ipetulo ebachisileyo isitolo abakade belele kuso eChipisane eMatopo South ithi isithole usizo lokungcwaba laba abantwana olugoqela oluvela kumsekeli kaMongameli umnumzana Phelekezela Mphoko, yena ovakatshele imuli le izolo ukuyiduduza. Ababhubhileyo laba babalisa izelamani uMbongiseni Dube obeleminyaka emibili, ugogo lethu Dube obeleminyaka esishiyagalolunye, kanye lo iphithule Dube obeleminyaka elitshumi lanye. Unina wababhubhileyo uNkosazana Siphiwe Dube ubikwa isithi ubevakatshele ekhaya abantwana bakhe baze besale bebhubha. Omunye obhubhileyo yokungozinye nguthando lwenkosi Bhebhe obeleminyaka emithathu. Abantwana laba babikwa bebesele lo mnumzana Limukani Mguni onguye olumathise isitofu esisebenzisa amandla egasi waphuza ukusilayitha okubangele ukuthi iphetulo ebigcinwe kuleyo ndawo ilumathe asizweni okuningi. Ngalolu daba kungxoxo esiqhube lo meli weMatopo South edalele iPhalamende umnumzana Saul Mahalima Ncube owebandla lezanu PF.
Namuhla siyalungiselela ukwenza izincwadi ama burial orders lokulungiselela izindlu zabafi lapho kugejwa khona abazabekwa khona kusasa. Sizasuka lapha emaphisa kusasa ngo-8 o'clock emaphisa mortuary sesilubhekise khona ngale konyongola area lapho sizabeka khona abafi bethu laba bangabantwana ababengenelwe ingozi endalo.
Umsekeli kaMongameli umnumzana Phelekezela Mphoko uvakatshele imuli eyiduduza incedisa, bamamukele njani njalo wonke umuntu uphatheke njani ngalesi sehlakalo?
Ukuvakatsha kukamnumzana uVP ubaba uMphoko kusiphathise kakhulu ekududuzeni abalilayo ngama-groceries lama-cashes, wasincedisa njalo langamazwi enduduzo.
Uvakatshele engcwabeni likamuyi umnumzana Nyongolo, ungasichathisela kuhle ukuthi kungaphi lapho?
Kutsho ukuthi lapha okulemangcwaba khona akobaba uJoshua Mqabuko Nkomo, it's about 3 kilometers away. Khona lokho ukufika kwakhe sibone sesiduduzeke kakhulu ukuthi kambe kwaba lengozi kangaka, abantwana bekhala kuzwakala emangcwabeni akonkomo kube yinto ebalulekileyo ikakhulu esigabeni lesengisikhokhelayo iMatopo South. Besihleli labo ekitchen into esingakaze siyibone leyo, labantu bagcine sekungabantu ebusweni sokukhanyaza kulokuthokoza njengoba ubaba ophezulu kangaka ebese bebabamba izandla bebaduduza. Sithokoze kakhulu lami ngibone ukuthi khona labameli abagqona.
Ungaxwayisa uthini abantu abasesigabeni sakho ngokusebenzisa amandla egas lawa lokubekwa kwamafutha ayipetrol.
Kufanele kube khona lokufundiswa ikakhulu ebantwini emakhaya lapha. Ngoba kulezi insuku yebo yeso kuyinto ezisetshenziswayo ngoba uthola ukuthi bakhona amadoda asebenza kubogoli ngapi ngapi babuya lelezi zitofu umuntu abuya sithi ekhaya abanike legasi athi sebenzisani kodwa kweswele imfundiso ukuthi mawusisebenzisa uyenzani ngoba lo umonakala uzudaleke nje uvulile inobhu egasi igasi yayevaporator waphuza ukuthi yathaye isinti sakhe somethisi uthe sesithaya wathola ukuthi igasi isigcwele emoyeni ukubamba komlilo khona lokho.
Lo ogulayo usenjani kathesi?
Ogulayo is responding impela uyathembisa akasekho engozini yokuthi kungaba ngenye ingozi.
Lo ngumnumzana Saul Mahalima Ncube omela iMatopo South edalele parliamente engowebandla lezanu PF ubekhuluma ecingweni le Studio 7 esemaphisa.
Ngilifisela ikhefu lekhisimusi eligcwele ukujabula okukhulu. Liwungele lingabaphilileyo umnyaka omutsha ka-2015. Abachayelayo lichayele ngonanzelelo lapha emgwaqweni. Lingaze lakhohlwa ukuyilondoloza impila kahle.
Ngihlala eJohannesburg eThembisa. Ngithanda ukubulisa izihlobo zami esekhaya eZimbabwe ngokubuya ngibuya eMzola 52. Ngifisela usibonga okuhle logeli lotsheli babe lekhisimusi enhle lomnyaka omutsha omuhle kanye nezihlobo zami udadewethu uNastey umama ondodana ngibafisela umnyaka omuhle. Lekhisimusi elihle obhuti bami uSamanyo uNathaniel wakwi abasemzola 52.
Hey, ngithanda ukubulisa isihlobo endaweni ezigoqela kwesesemba dofu emtshena khona lenkaya uhambo siyaphansi emvuma kwesikhokokhoko. Udano uhlangene lokuhlulo kuhlukumezeka kakhulu emoyeni ngoba singaphathekanga kahle sihlulekile ukuyadlala amakhisimusi lezihlobo zethu. Okwenzekayo ukuthi uyabungazi ukuthi ubambe ibambeni uyekeleni ubambe ngaphi. So lezi zinto lezi zisuka zibe udaniso uhlangene nokuhlukumezeka. Ngoba manje ngathi yakhangela nihlukene lendodana yami umncane kakhulu ufana manje uhlanganisa iminyaka emibili kuphela. Kodwa sengumthwalo wabazali bami khona lekhaya. Kodwa hayi khona ngale magazi ngidika bambone khula ndodela uzolubona uduko phambili. Okusibalekisileyo kuzokubalekisa la emntanami.
Nani ngorubheni wakankomo lo okhulumayo ukuzalwa nzalo lupane ngithanda ukubingelela nonke enisekhaya izihlobo zami nabangani bami ngisho nengane yami bese ngiyabingelela kakhulu udadewethu yena ongeyosedutibo kwamanje ngiyendlala naye i-Merry Christmas kibo bonke njalo ngithanda ukubonga kwi-Studio 7 ukunikeza leli thuba lokuthi ngikhulume bekwazi ukusakaza bebingelela izihlobo zami ngiyabonga.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington.
Mo Studio 7 Live Talk lamuhla sikhangela ukuqonga kwengozi zomgwaqo ngalesi sikhathi sekhefu lekhisimusi.
Tumelani text message kunombolo isithi 0012024650318 ukuze silitinte ecingweni lingene kuhlelo.
Ikhansili yakoBulawayo ibhekane lodubo lokungabuthwa kwezibi ngesikhathi kulandela ukuphela kwesivumelwano phakathi kwayo lenkampani ebiqhuba lomsebenzi e-Waste Management Services esihambele imota zayo. UNothando Sibanda usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Ikhansili ibiphathelwa lomsebenzi inkampani le ebile imota zayo ezingamashumi amabili lanhlanu i-25 ethe ngemva kokuqunywa kwesivumelwano lekhansili lonyaka yachiya kuphela imota ezinhlanu eziyizo ezekhansili. Uhlangothi lwempilakahle ekhansilini luthi ikhansili sithwele nzima ukuthi ibuthe izibi kanye kumaviki amabili ngenxa yokusilela kwemota osokuchiye izisebenzi zekhansili zisebenza lize libe bantu bahle zizama ukuqeda umsebenzi. Ukungabuthwa kwezibi lokhu sokubangele ukuthi iningi lezakhamizi lilahle izibi egangeni osokugcwalise ingcekeza indawana yonke. Unkosikazi Mayibongwe Ntuli oyisakhamuzi uthi ukungabuthwa kwezibi uyingozi ikakhulu ngesikhathi sekhefu lekhisimusi lapho imuli eziningi ziba lezibi eziningi ngenxa yemicimbicimbi ehlukeneyo eyokunanza leli khefu.
Njengozulu wonke weZimbabwe siyajabula ukuthi sowesikhathi sekhristimasi abantu bonke bajabulile labavela khatshane goli izihlobo zibuyile hlangana njengezimuli njalo abantu isikhathi sokuthi kuyaspenda ukuthenga lokhu lalokhyana njengalokhu-ke kudala ukuthi kube lezibi eziningi. Manje iproblemu esesilayo ukuthi khona i-city council ithi yona abala mali ama-finances awabhalansi ukuthi babe ba-collect izibi. Njengalokhu-ke into esizasiphatha kabi thina ngesikhathi lesi sekhisimusi ngoba nxa izibi zilokhu zigcwala zi-accumulate akuhlaleki endaweni lapho esihlala khona.
Uqhubeke esithi ukuna kwezulu kwenza amanzi akhukhule ingcekeza eyabe iphongulahlwa igcwale indawana yonke okuyingozi. Wengeze esithi lesi sikhathi sidinga ukuthi ikhansili yengeze isikhathi zokubutha izibi hathi ukuphungula. Uthi ikhansili kumele izame eminye imizamo ngesikhathi lesi sekhisimusi ngoba indawo eziningi sezenyanyeka sebecabanga ukuthi kuzaqhamuka imikhuhlane ngoba ezitaladeni akusahambeki.
Kuyabiza impukane lezibi leziyana vele umnuko wazo asomnuko omuhle ongajabulisa ukuthi abantu bahlale eceleni kwa wesinxa sokule mpukane kuyisikhathi sezulu kuyenyanyeka kuyabe kuphunga utapuka indawo yonke nje. Ungakhangela lapho abantu sebephunga ujikela emakhoneni ngenxa yokuthi i-city council iyabe ingasa-collective so vele indawo yangikhona iyabe ingasekho indawo ekhangelekayo nje iyabe isiyindawo eyenyanyekayo indawo elihlazo ukuyikhangela.
Okhangela ngokuhanjiswa kwembiko ekhansilini unkosikazi Nesisa Mpofu uthi ikhansili ijonge ukuthi ezinkini yedolobho kubuthwe izibi nsuku zonke kwindawo ezilezibi eziningi zibuthwe maviki wonke kuthi amanye amalokithi kanye kumaviki amabili kodwa ngenxa yokusilela kwezimota kanye le mali yokudinga ezinye lokhu kuyehlula. Unkosikazi Cynthia Zulu ohlala eMakhokhoba uthi kuqakathekile ukuthi izakhamizi lazo zihlanzeke lapho zinanzelela ukuthi ikhansila yenelisi ukubutha izibi maviki wonke. Uthi umuzi weMakhokhoba ungabe uminyene kodwa abahlala kulindawo yibo abenza kungahlaleki ngenxa yobuchapha lokulahlela ingcekeza indawana yonke nje bona besazi ukuthi ikhansila yenelisi ukuzabutha izibi njalo nje. Uthi ingcekeza igcwele indawana yonke nje osukubize le miyane ngakho kudingeka ukuthi izakhamizi zizinikele ekuhlanzeni lindawo lapho ikhansili salungisa inhlelo zayo zokubutha izibi ngemfanelo.
Ayisikho ukuthi eMakhokhoba yisiminyene akhona amalokishi amanye aminyene abantu bemakhokhoba they are very ignorant abakhulu kuzama intoyabo kuthibabesimali imali ikhansili ayinamali lawa zama
kusenjalo ikhansili yakoBulawayo isithole imvumo kuhulumende ukuthi iboleke imali ebhanga amadola alishumi lambili ezigidi i-$12 million ukulungisa impompi zokuhambisa ingcekeza. Ngaphandle kokuthwala nzima ukubutha izibi, ikhansili ibisibhekane lohlupho lwempompi zokuhambisa ingcekeza esezigugile, esezitshona zidabuka njalo nje. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngoBulawayo, nginguNothando Sibanda.
kwezemidlalo ngamafitshane iqembu lomdlalo yenguqu ele Highlanders lamhla liqatshe umqeqeqi omutsha uBongani Mafu kulandela ukuxotshwa kukamnumzana Kelvin Kayindu. Iqembu leli lethule umbiko lokobulawayo lisithi abanye ekade befuna lomsebenzi ngabaqeqeshi bemazweni agoqela ele Brazil, iSouth Africa lamanye ambalwa. Sikhulume lomqondisi weqembu leli umnumzana Ndumiso Gumede othe baqatshe uMafu ngoba elamaphepha amaningi omsebenzi lo njalo uyayazi imbali yeqembu leli. Ayike isikhathi kasisavumi zihlobo esithandekayo kayehlukane olivalelisayo nguntungamili Nkomo.
Lo sithandekile Mhlanga.